You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we have Terry from Texas holding on line two, and we don't want to keep Terry holding. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, I'm thinking of some names for the stadium. I got a couple I think are pretty good. The first one is Field of Shattered Dreams.
Okay.
I got Buffalo Expectations Stadium.
With the emphasis on low, that's good.
Not too bad. And then almost only counts in Horseshoes and Hand Grenades Stadium.
Very good. You're very creative today.
Not bad, not bad. As far as the vaccination thing goes, I wouldn't partake in that. I don't get the flu shots. But I'm told I suffer from toxic masculinity, so I'm actually immune to the coronavirus, according to some doctors.
Because you're too masculine?
Yeah, the toxic masculinity kind of washes out is what I read. And then lastly, about the reparations, I think that's a bunch of garbage. I agree with everybody else. I mean, nobody's alive today that contributed to slavery in any way, shape, or form. I certainly did it. And I'm not saying this to brag or to make myself look great or anything, but, you know, last week I worked for about 85 hours. Coming into today, starting on Monday, I'm at 44 hours already. By, you know, Friday afternoon, I'll be at about 70 hours.
Wow.
I'm not out here breaking my neck so that I can just give my money away to a bunch of people, whether they be black, white, or otherwise, that don't want to work for what they have. I grind the way that I do because I like providing nice things for my family and setting myself up and my family with a nice future and be able to, you know, just provide. I mean, that's just what I want to do. I wish that I could take some of this money because if everything were listed right now and we did live in a normal world, my dream vacation would be to hop in an RV and go cruise around and see sights in my country that I've never seen before. But, you know, you can't really do that right now because you don't know what protest you're going to roll through and end up, you know, getting the windows shattered on your truck or something like that. But, I mean, that's just me and my take on your questions.
Very good. Very good. And a lot of the things I think a lot of other people, including myself, would like to do, hop in an RV and drive all over the country and see the world from the driver's seat or the cushion that you're as you're reading the paper or doing what you're doing. Thanks, Terry. Thank you very much, Terry from Texas. Let me see. Let me ask Buzzy for a couple of Facebooks, please.
Oh, Sandy, you ask, you shall receive.
And thank you very much. Very biblical today.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. I'm just trying something new. Asking on Facebook, would you take a new vaccine? And it's been very split right down the middle. I'm sure if we turn these answers into a poll, we'd be right around 50-50. Terry says, different Terry than the one we just talked to, you betcha, I'm not afraid of it changing my genetic code and being a mindless drone of Bill Gates.
Okay. And Melinda. You got to get Melinda
right
there, too.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Let's go to line three, and that would be Jeff in Clarence. Jeff, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. I had a couple names that you probably don't want to use for the stadium. So I
okay.
First one is the Scott Norwood Arena.
Oh, the wide right. Yeah, when you make all the roads coming into the arena a little bit off to the right. I like that, yeah.
You're taking my thunder there. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was your setup line, wasn't it?
I was gonna, but that's all right. I got more.
Okay, what else you got?
OJ Arena, not good. Russ Salvatore's Park and Steakhouse.
Well, that would be nice. I'd like that. Good food.
He's probably working on that right now, actually. And the last one would be the Leon Czolgosz Stadium, the assassin for McKinley.
Oh, you are working overtime on these. Very good. You get a star from the teacher. Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Buzzy Beamer again. Buzzy, buzzy, buzzy. What do you got?
All right, back to vaccines. And Marie said, I want to start off by saying I am not against vaccines whatsoever. However, vaccines take years to perfect. I'm scared that if we rush to something, as necessary as it may be, that we will find ourselves with a bigger issue than the virus that has a 99.6% successful rate. I think she meant to say survival rate.
All right. Okay, let's see. I want to thank, do you thank people that are thanking you? I don't know. Bernie, do you thank somebody thanking you? Well, you don't have to, but I'm going to. Thanks to Mike Ahern and all the Schreibers. The Schreibers are the owners of Northtown World Auto. A very, very nice note today. I've been doing their commercials for over 40 years. That's got to be a longevity record somewhere. Let's take a break. And they've been great partners, and we sold a few cars here, there, and everywhere. Let's go to the break, and we'll be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. See, some sad news just checked out on the computer. Conchita Farrell, who plays Berta in Two and a Half Men, and Two and a Half Men, I think, is the funniest sitcom ever written, okay, bar none. Maybe Seinfeld, too. That'll tie. There'll be a tie, Seinfeld and Two and a Half Men. She suffered a massive heart attack, and she's on a respirator and unable to communicate, but she's in stable condition. Stable condition. Well, that's good anyway. But I hope she pulls out of that all right. Very, very good actress. Very good part too. And let's hope that she makes it through this. Let's go to line four. That would be Dave in South Buffalo. Dave, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up something about reparations that most people don't know about.
Okay, sure.
There was a lawsuit filed against the USDA by African-American farmers in 1999. It was called Pickford versus Glickman. Look it up on YouTube. They got a settlement of $1 billion. At the time, it was the largest civil rights settlement. After news got out about this settlement, there was a second filing. It became Pickford 2. They got a payment of $1.2 billion. So reparations has been paid.
And I know they paid the reparations to the Japanese relatives of the Japanese Americans who were incarcerated in World War II just at the beginning, who were U.S. Citizens. Hey, thanks for that information, Dave. We always appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Sure thing.
Yep, so that's good. Thank you. All right, let me see Mr. Beamer again, please. Oh, he's on the phone. Yeah, people say, is it easy to do a show where you can't see the other people? Yeah, it's easy for me because I'm a consummate professional. However, it's not that easy. Here are the questions, okay? When the restrictions are finally lifted, where would you go and what would you do, okay? Terry from Texas said he'd like to get an RV and see parts of the country he hasn't seen before. The thing about America is we don't have as deep a history as Europe, certainly, but we have a good history, and there's a lot to be learned and a lot of fun to by seeing the country. And he's right about RV is a good way to do it. Because, A, you're always guaranteed you have a place to sleep every night. That's nice. Because sometimes if you just depend on hotels, if you end up in a place where there's a convention going on or something, you may not be able to get a room. But you can sleep. You bring your own water. You bring your own shower if you want to use yours. You have everything that you would have at home in a fairly compact space. They're not as hard to drive as most people would think. Now, if you go up and get the 45-foot ones, which is the max, the biggest ones, they're the size of a Greyhound bus. You need some practice with that. But basically, if you get anything smaller, the campgrounds are very accommodating, and there's always a room, unless you're in peak season, to find a little space for you, do the hookups, and get to see the local area. It's very nice. Let's go to line one, and that would be Sue. Sue, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hello, Sue.
First of all, congratulations to you and Bernie.
Thank you very much. I will pass that along to her.
I'm sure you'll take care of each other in your later years.
Yes, I'm already in my later years, and she's doing a great job, I can tell you that.
Well, of all the questions, yes to the vaccine. I love the Ralph. That would be fitting.
Ralph was very generous in his will, leaving half of it to Buffalo, and his widow has been very generous as well.
Yeah, I would definitely vote for the Ralph. Let's see what else.
Okay. Let's see. Well, name the stadium you just did. You did that one. You have not done the two cities that are considering reparations.
Oh, definitely not. I'm definitely against reparations. You know, like the lady that called in, I think it was 20 acres and a mule. Now, I don't know. No one brought this up, as far as I know, but
I think it was 40, but go ahead.
There was an article. Excuse me. There was an article.
Do you live in a bell tower? That's a very nice melodic bell. Very nice.
My cell phone. there was an article about a place in Africa. I think it was Ghana or Guyana, whatever. That was, they had 1,500 acres of land that they were offering to black Americans.
Really?
And settled there.
Okay.
And what I'm thinking, we should take them up on that offer and offer every black person that is dissatisfied with this country an arbitrary amount.
Well, it's not just black persons. It's also white persons who are dissatisfied. What I don't understand is why, if you're so unhappy here, it's you want to change everything here, tear it all down and rebuild it to your liking.
Yeah.
There must be some place in the world where you are happy, and that would be a place that you should go and settle.
They can go back to their homeland. This is a country that is calling all black Americans to come and settle there and to live there and to become citizens there. And I say, fine and dandy. Let's encourage that. Give them the reparations of whatever amount, 20 grand or some arbitrary amount, and a mule if they want a mule, and get rid of them once and for all with the proviso that they lose their U.S. citizenship. They cannot come back.
Well, I have a feeling that if that was offered, there would not be many takers. I think the situation is like complaining about your own family. You bitch about your cousin and your friend who's your uncle and this and that. But when push comes to shove, you would stay here. I don't think we'd get many takers on that. Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much. What do you guys think of Sue's thing, saying that if people whose ancestors came from Africa were offered like the 40 acres and a mule, and they're being courted by a country that she wasn't quite sure which country it was, but in Africa, to come home, for instance, I don't think there'd be many takers.
No, very few, if any.
Because yeah. I think the worst of America is among the best anywhere else.
I would agree with that.
You think so, Buzzy?
Yeah, I would agree that.
Like, if I had a chance to go to Finland or Italy, I wouldn't go. I mean, I'd like to visit Finland or Italy. I'd probably prefer Italy for the food. But I wouldn't go. We have some warts, yeah, in our country, but it's still the best country in the world. And the reason they're building the fence is not to keep people in, it's to keep illegals out. The big difference there.
What a concept.
Yeah, isn't it? And he's building and building, and do you hear anybody talking about the wall anymore?
No. Except for Trump.
Yeah. So they keep building and building, and he visits the newest part of the wall. And remember, this was the end of the world. This was Armageddon for the Democrats. They weren't going to allow that. And then suddenly now there it is. Things have a way of working out at the federal level, at least when you expect it. Okay, another one, Buzz.
Yeah, talking about the virus on Facebook, we'll go with Suzanne, who says, you know what? I don't think I would want to be one of the first ones to do it. The speed they are developing it has me ask some questions. Not that I don't trust our medical professions, but I'd like a few more people to go ahead of me.
Remember the expression, haste makes waste. Haste does make waste here. I'm telling you, I trust the medical people too, but think about it. They're human beings. Who doesn't want to be the first to come up with a virus for for our virus? The answer is they all want to. I'm sure they still think they're taking every precaution, but somewhere along the line, if you can see that finish line, you're going to want to be the first one there. And I'd be a little nervous about taking the first one, but I would take it.
Yeah.
I would take it.
With that said, though, Sandy, I think of this way as well. Yes, you want to be one of the first ones there, but say it gets approved and you've rushed this through and you're the first to get out and it has some awful side effect that people start discovering, well, then you're going to also be seen in a completely different light.
Yeah, and remember in the Hippocratic Oath, the first thing it says is first, do no harm. But the reason I would I would be happy to take it, if it had a bad ending and I said goodbye to the world as I'm leaving, I know that someday they'll build a statue to me, and then dissidents can pull ropes around my neck, pull me over, yep, and then cut my head off and put it in the river.
Yeah, they'll say, let's take down that conservative talk show statue,
yeah,
because we know that that conservative talk has been nothing but an act after all these years.
Exactly right. And I want them to applaud as the head comes. Oh, the head comes off my pen, actually.
Right.
The head comes off of your statue, and they drag it along beside a horse. Just make sure you get a good horse, at least 17 hands. All right, you got another one, Buzzy?
I do. The virus, it is pretty hot today. Melissa says, yes, I don't think that medical doctors and scientists are part of some grand scheme to hurt or defraud the American public. If the trials have proven to be safe, I will gladly get in line.
Line right up. Let's take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And we're back with Beach & Company. Next on Line 5 is a woman who can be identified simply by her first name, and that's Eva. If I say Eva, you know it's probably Eva Doyle. Eva's on Line 5. You're on WBEN, Eva.
Yes, and good morning, Sandy. First of all, let me congratulate you on your upcoming wedding.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wish you the very best. And I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to be very quick. Regarding reparations, and your listening audience knows that I've been a historian for Black history for almost 50 years, Sandy.
I guess I understand.
Yeah. Need to retire. But anyway, the 40 acres and a mule is a very complicated issue. I would suggest that your listeners read special or field order number 15 that was dated January 16, 1865, because it gives a full description of that order and the fact that African-American or blacks at that time were to get 40 acres and a mule. However, a couple things happened. Andrew Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, overturned the order. The second thing that happened was that the Ku Klux Klan terrorized many blacks who were trying to own land and forced them off the land. And I'll just kind of summarize real quick. If people want to get more information about this, they can check the Freedmen's Bureau, which kept records of land. They can also check the Library of Congress, and they can check, and this will be a surprise, the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church has thousands of records and documentation of blacks in this country going all the way back to enslavement.
Now, a woman called and told me something I did not know. She said that when blacks owned land, when the person who owned the land died, they did not automatically inherit their children did not automatically inherit the land. Is that true?
That was in some cases, but I will give you a personal example. My grandfather owned 123 acres of land in Alabama. And I was to trace my history to 1845.
Wow.
This is what I tell African Americans today, that if the issue of reparations comes up in your state, you had better be able to prove and show documentation that you are a descendant of slaves, because that might be a requirement.
And I think it would, and we got two cities, Providence and Asheville, who are considering this.
Yes, and I've been able to do that by tracing my roots to 1845. But there's so much to this history, Sandy, that's why I continue to do this work. And I thank you so much for your program, and I wish you the very, very, very best, you and your beautiful bride.
Thank you. You're such a sweetie. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Eva Doyle, you may have read some of the things she's written. She's very active in the community, and I like it when she calls in and gives us information we did not have before. Eva, let's go to Andrew in Buffalo. Andrew, you're on WBEN.
Good morning. I'll try to be as quick. I loved your last caller, very intelligent woman. The reparations, I would have to argue no, because we know there were 600,000 souls that died during the Civil War. But what a lot of people don't know is almost 400,000 of them were the Union soldiers that freed the slaves. So I think we've paid a pretty heavy price in regards to freeing the slaves initially at the end of 1865. And then if we get into reparations, if we have to pay for reparations because of after slavery, okay, then what's next? We're going to pay reparations to Britain for twice for our revolution and then the War of 1812. Then we'll have to pay reparations to the Germans for World War One and World War Two, and then we'll have to pay reparations to the Japanese for World War Two. So
sure, yeah, it never ends, and the number. I was surprised. Eva said she can trace her lineage back to 1845. That's before Lincoln. So it's if you have those kind of records, that's remarkable after all this time.
It's the great call and stuff. A very, very intelligent woman. As regards to, you know, so no, for reparations, no, I think 400,000 souls giving up their lives is
enough. I agree with you. What about naming the stadium? You got anything off the top of your head?
I have the perfect name for all of West New York. It'll satisfy everybody.
What's that?
Stadium. Untitled Stadium.
Untitled, so it's up in the air. Nobody knows.
Well, no, that's because I personally just want anything but Veterans Stadium, because them tough guys want to disrespect the military, disrespect the nation for our anthem. You know, anything, you know, we don't need to give them more fodder to disrespect.
Something that is beyond reproach. We'll come up with something before the top of the hour. Hey, thank you. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Okay, let me see. Mr. Buzzy Beamer, I'm looking at, I got two shades of right. I got one here, which I've done, and I haven't done this one. This would be Dave in Orchard Park. Dave, you're on WB, because I just had a Dave, and this is a different Dave. You're on WBEN on line one.
Yeah, Sandy, I got an idea. We got to tap the audience for COVID-19 virus.
Right.
Often an early out for everybody in prison.
So what would you like to name the stadium?
I'm saying if...
I'm having problems with the sound. Can you guys pick up what he's saying back?
Yeah,
there?
I just had it disconnect. The it was not clear at all. I couldn't make
garbled,
out it either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll say goodbye then. Sometimes it's tough. I couldn't understand anything he said, and the sound was garbled. Was it garbled to you too?
Yes.
Okay, good. It wasn't just me. All right. Here are the questions. When all of the restrictions are lifted, where would you go and what would you do? Also, name the stadium. I think the best one so far is the mattress one. They will... I can't do it. I can't embarrass the Buffalo Bills. That's not what I'm here for today. But it is a good shtick there. So beyond name the stadium, would you take the vaccine? Vaccine suddenly shows up and they say, come right here to this location, get the vaccine. Would you show up? All right, give us a call. We'll be back after this. The best stadium name I think we've had is Extreme Mattress Stadium, because the Bills will score less, a lot less. Hey, that's good. I like that one. Also, you know, the announcers always give the name of the stadium at the top of the broadcast, and some suggest Taxpayer Stadium, which is good. But, however, if we really want to know that we're being held in tax captivity here in Western New York, how about Overtax Stadium? Can you see the engineers live from Overtax Stadium? How about Overpriced Stadium, in case you think $5 is too much for a bottle of water? Huh? Here in Overpriced Stadium. I think that would be good, too. What do you guys think of that one?
Yeah, definitely appropriate on both calls. I think they would work.
Overpriced would be funny and overtaxed. So your word would get out no matter who was governor when they played football. It's live from Overtaxed Stadium.
I have one, Sandy. What do you think about this one? Our governor is a jerk stadium. I like that one.
Yeah, I don't think they'd read that one, though. You got to give them something they can read.
I suppose so.
Because they do the same thing. They show the stock image of Niagara Falls, which was probably taken in 1947. You don't know how old that is.
Yes.
They send a crew up there. They go to Rock Burger and have a burger, shoot 2 minutes of film, and come back to the stadium.
Hey, how about Rock Burger Stadium? We'll get Jay to sponsor it.
That would be very good. Grab you by the buns. I do like that.
We have your buns.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Okay, we have Kevin in Pendleton on line one. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, Joey, and Tony, I come bearing great news for you.
Great news? What is it?
The great news is this. I have the name for the stadium, and when the snowflakes come after the Bills to change their name, the Bills will be safe, and I'll tell you why. We will just call it Bills Stadium, B-I-L-L-S. The reason why, when I lived in Tampa Bay, down in the NFC South area, you know what they said the initials Bills stood for?
What's that?
Best in losing last Super Bowl. So just keep it as Bills Stadium, and at the same time, you'll be able to safeguard the name, so they won't have to change the name. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, there's no sense in having to change it. We've had to change it several times. I still like the Ralph. I think it says it all. Your idea is good, but I still like the Ralph.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, after all, he is the one who had faith in them when everyone else didn't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole. And
that's right, he did, and he went through some tough years. I'll tell you that.
Being facetious, I think, yeah, I agree. Let's keep it as the Ralph.
Keep it as the Ralph. Rah, rah, rah. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much, Kevin. Let's go to, not the Bills, but we'll go to Bill in Eden on line four. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Yeah, like Kevin from Pendleton was saying there, those initials are also, boy, I love losing Super Bowls, so if you called it that. My idea was, what if we change the name of the team to something like the Buffalo Dirty Rugs, because everyone keeps beating us?
We could
DR, and we can call it the dock. We could say the stadium is the dock at the pay, because you know how expensive football stuff is.
We'd all sound like we're from New England. It's not dock, it's dark. Okay, go ahead.
I like what you're saying about the Ralph, though, because Mr. Wilson did a lot for us, and we should honor him in some way. And sometimes the way the team plays, it makes you want a Ralph. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would be nice, because then when teams come from all over the country to play us, they'll know that the base of Buffalo football was Ralph Wilson.
Yeah, well, hopefully we can get something going on at some point.
All right, I hope so, too. Thank you. Thank you for calling very much, Mr. Bill from Eden. Yeah, I think the answer is the Ralph. I'm going to officially give my stamp of approval to the Ralph. It doesn't just have to be the highest bidder. Remember when the baseball field was built, it was called Pilot Field, okay? And the people, the Pilot Field people with the money bought the name, and then we always called it Pilot Field after that, even though it changed several times. Tony and Buzzy, I bet you can't name it, at least three different names for that that field.
Let's see. Pilot Field, Coca-Cola Field, and Salins.
That's good. That's very good. Joe Salin is a great benefactor to the community, too. He sponsors a lot of racing and certainly sports activities, and had his own hockey field hockey franchise.
Now, I can name another one that field was. That was Dunn Tire Park.
Yeah, Dunn Tire.
Oh, it was Dunn Tire. It stayed Dunn Tire for a couple years, too.
Yeah, Dunn Tire Park, Coca-Cola Field, Salins, Pilot. And I think at one time, was it not Comerica Park, but something around that, or am I
North America Park?
Something like that.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was. You think it was North America Park?
Something. It was for a very short time.
You know, this is why Wikipedia is so good.
I hear keys clicking.
Yes.
As I hear keys clicking, I know somebody's Googling it, right?
Tony's right. So it was Pilot Field from 88 to 95. I was born in 88. It was the downtown ballpark in 95. North AmeriCare Park from 95 to 98.
Oh, for the insurance. Okay.
It was Dunn Tire Park for 10 years from 99 to 08, and then Coca-Cola Field until 18, and now it's Salins Park. Salins Field.
Yes, and I think Salins is a great corporate entity here in Western New York. They didn't have a field hockey team. They had a
girls soccer.
Yeah, and they had some good players on there.
Yep, his daughter was part of that team as well.
Yep, so we've got some good naming rights all around. We have. I love that field. That's a nice field.
Oh, it's beautiful. Beautiful place to catch a game.
And you know, the NFL can do all the highfalutin technical stuff they want, but when you walk into a well-kept baseball field, yeah, I think it's more attractive than any football field I've ever seen.
Yep.
Speaking of football, did you guys know that they used the Bison's Park for a football game? I think they did it for a couple of years. It was for high school football. The first one I went to was Bennett versus Kensington that was held there, and it was a great time.
What was All High like? I've never
All
seen
High
it.
Was, you talk about throwback to the old days. Locker rooms were very dingy. We'd, you know, get dressed under pipes that were leaking, walk out onto the field, and you only had one side of the stadium at that time was in use. Of course, when I played, it was a grass field, and you had trees growing through the stands on the other side of the field. But there was just something about playing there that was so neat.
And I'll tell you, my memory of All High is I think that's when they used to play the Thanksgiving Day game.
Correct. And, the Harvard Cup game was played there.
Channel 7 used to broadcast it. Rick Azar used to do the play-by-play, as I recall. And you're right. There was something special about it because you knew that either before or after you're going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And then if the weather, a couple of times the weather really was terrible, but it made for an even more exciting game when the weather is bad.
Oh, I've been to some really bad games there, snow and whatnot. My freshman year, we missed out on the Harvard Cup championship game by losing to Lafayette in the playoffs. I think it was like 7-6, something like that, low scoring game. But I thought that was going to be our year to go there, but we didn't make it.
And we did not know that you were that close to the Harvard Cup several times.
Yeah, and then sophomore year to senior year, we stunk. So we only won two games each year. So my freshman year, we had a real good team. We were combined with Emerson, and that team was special.
Well, you know, the thing about scholastic sports that's sad is that as people get older, they graduate. Now, not necessarily from Tymon, but other schools. And so your ace quarterback suddenly is somewhere else with a job, and you don't have the team you had the year before. That's always tough.
Yeah, we were a senior-laden team my freshman year, and they all graduated, and then us young guys took over, and we weren't quite as big or as fast as the previous guys.
All right, that about wraps it up for Beach & Company. Thanks for your participation. Let's do a quick recap. I think that, it's over here. I got so much paper, I can't believe it.
You know, it's one thing is the public doesn't really get to vote on the stadium. It's strictly up to, it would be up to the Pegulas if they decide who they want to be, who's going to win the bid.
I think it would be very, very nice if it ended up being called the Ralph. Most of our audience would take the vaccine. We saw that. And most of our audience is against reparations. So there's the wrap-up. That about wraps it up. We will see you Monday at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The the Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.